Now, for most of us, the dreaded part of a date is tripping or a joke that goes over like a lead balloon or getting a chunk of parsley or spinach in your teeth and not knowing it. But for thousands of Americans, the worst part is when they have to reveal to their date that they are HIV positive or they have cancer or they have Parkinson's or they have Crohn's or they have some other medical, physical situation that will often end the date. A dating website has now been designed for people with health conditions that might ordinarily be a mood killer. Ricky Durham is the founder of PrescriptionForLove.com and joining us now on the Mondale Jones Show. Hey, Ricky.
Hello, Eleanor. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on today. And I also want to offer my condolences to the family and the friends of all the victims in the Minneapolis bridge collapse.
Well, that is very kind of you, Ricky. They're on our thoughts, in our thoughts all the time. So
yes.
Thank you for expressing that. Now, how did this start?
Well, I started this website because my brother had Crohn's disease. And Crohn's disease is just it's a disease of the intestines. Let's just keep it simple like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him struggle with this. He had Crohn's for 15 years, and the last 5 years of his life, he had a colostomy bag. Now, this is a very nice-looking boy, and he could meet people very easily. He just did not know how to approach the subject of telling them that he had a colostomy bag. I mean, when do you tell someone that?
I can't imagine. It just must be devastating.
It was. It was very devastating. He just did not know how to approach that subject, and he didn't know when to tell people that. So I thought, you know, if he can meet someone that maybe they had a colostomy bag or maybe they had intestinal problems, you know, there would be nothing to disclose. You could just move on to the next stages of your relationship.
Yeah, and on Match.com, they say you should be honest, but I'm sure you'd write it on there and people would be shocked.
Exactly. And, you know, I've gotten phone calls from all over the country telling me, thanking me for opening this site because they say that whenever they tell them they have cancer or diabetes or some other condition, they said it doesn't matter if they've been dating them for 1 month or 6 months. Within a week, they're gone.
So who is using your site now? Lots and lots of people.
Lots and lots of people. I am very close to 2,000 members, and there are 22 conditions listed on the website, but people are writing in conditions that are not even listed. They're writing in fibromyalgia, autism, and I keep track of these things, and I will add those at a later date.
Now, the website is prescription, the number four, love, prescriptionforlove.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And you call it P4L, just for short.
Sure.
And it's just been growing, right?
It has been growing and growing and growing. I've only been open a year and a half, and I'm approaching 2,000 members.
And how does the word get out?
Well, the word has just spread like wildfire. I am, worldwide, actually. I have a newspaper in Australia has written about me. I've done two radio shows in New Zealand. So it has really spread.
Well, we found you in Newsweek magazine, which is not a bad little magazine to be in.
It's not a bad little magazine to be in, actually.
No.
And that has actually snowballed into other things.
But really, the high point was talking to WCCO Radio.
Yes. Exactly.
And does this cost money like other dating services?
No, ma'am. This is free for now. Now, eventually, I'm going to have to start charging, but, you know, that's further down the road. But when I do start charging, I'm going to give a portion of that back. I'm going to give to a charity for each condition.
Now, do you have stories that you could tell us of people that have met on this site that are now happily in a relationship?
Actually, I have had people, they usually email me and ask to be removed from the site because they found someone.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I love that.
And so far, it's not necessarily people with the same physical problems.
Exactly. But I think they're just like someone with one condition doesn't have to necessarily match up with another condition. You just realize that, you know, you have this condition and the other person might have something different and we can deal with that.
Well, I just think it's wonderful, and people would reach you by going to prescriptionforlove.com. We're talking
yes.
with Ricky Durham.
Yes.
And you're based out of somewhere in the South, I'm guessing. I don't know. I might be psychic. Yeah.
I'm in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. What's the temperature there?
Oh, just saw it. The heat index today is 106.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm staying inside.
I feel almost like we live in Atlanta these last few days.
What is your temperature?
Oh, it's only 80.
But it's been
getting up to 90, and it's just really, really hot.
Well, not only is it 106, but the humidity is as thick as can be.
Well, you stay inside, and you keep working on this prescriptions, the number 4, love, prescriptionsforlove.com. It's a wonderful service that you're doing for people that would want to get out and date, but then to drop the bomb is a little bit difficult. And now
you're exactly right, Eleanor.
Yep, you've taken that out of their situation. I think
exactly.
It's wonderful.
And, you know, I've had people sign it. They're not just signing up with just one condition. They might be obese, diabetic, and have arthritis.
And there's still love for them out there.
Exactly.
Which is a great way to find it. Well,
exactly.
Thank you so much.